really love the intros that they give in the ancient world. 15th year of the reign of so-and-so, and this other person was governor. I think we should kind of adopt that in our own culture, right? In the second year of Biden and the third year of our governor. I don't know who our governor is, but, right, you know, putting that all in there, I think it makes for a great way to talk. This idea, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths, I think that should be our vocation. I think that's what it is to be a Christian, right? Because we often get this question, where is God? Especially in the aftermath of tragedy, people start to ask this question, and sometimes we struggle to answer it. And I think the answer is supposed to be quite simple. We're supposed to look at them and say, he's here in front of you. God loves you, and that's why I'm here to help you in this moment. Right, because when God became flesh, when he took on the human condition, he put on humanity, right, he united every single one of us to himself. And so for God to love the world, he has to love it with our hearts. For God to work in the world, he has to work in it with our hands. So God is always present in this world so long as we are present. And I think that's where we struggle. We don't often see how important it is for us to go out and work in the world. Anytime there's tragedy, we should be there. Christ's followers should be there trying to help pick up the pieces, comfort the people who are suffering. But most of the sufferings of this world aren't of large scale. They're not tragic. They're very simple, right? If you look around you at any one time, a lot of the people around you are suffering. Whether because they've lost a loved one, they've lost a job, or they're just having some difficulties in life because of age, illness, or whatever it is. And they simply need someone to say, I'm here with you. What can I do? God loves you. I love you. What do you need from me in this moment? And that's really what it takes to be a Christian in day-to-day life. Sometimes it looks as simple as sending someone a card. I don't know if you remember, it's probably more than 10 years ago at this point, there was a shooting at Virginia Tech, and the mother of the son who went into the school, she received many cards from people around the country. She received a lot of hate mail and death threats and everything else, but in an interview, she said what stood out to her the most in the aftermath was a card that she received from someone saying simply, I'm sorry this happened to your family. I'm sorry for the sufferings that you are going through. Know that you are loved and people are thinking of you. And that made all the difference to her. Yes, her son had done something awful, but there was one person out there who continued to love her nonetheless. And that made a great difference in her life. Right? That's what it is to truly be a Christian. To try and love as God loves, to make his path straight and make him present in this world, that no matter what is going on, to offer that simple act of love to another, to let them know that they have not been abandoned and that people are there to care for them. That gives people hope, that helps them to wake up every day, to keep embracing life and move forward. And it's our responsibility to go out and do that. And I think one of the simplest things that we can do is just get to know our neighbors, right? So many people who live around you need you in this moment. Sometimes they want to celebrate their joys with you. Sometimes they just need a pat on the back. Sometimes they need more. But you won't know until you go out and you ask them, you meet them and get to know them. So go out and know the people you live around. Actually get involved in their lives in some way and make God present to them. Show them that he continues to love even today, that he is always present to his people and always ready to help them and lead them on to the path of eternal life.